Here's a thought about learning from our failures. Like every photographer on the planet, of course, when I get back from a trip and I've shot a whole bunch of new images, the first thing I want to do is load them up in Lightroom or whatever software you're using to look and see what I've actually captured. And I immediately go through a process of sort of evaluating. There are good images, there are bad images, and I sort of choose the ones that I want to work with and let the other ones go. But the other ones have some interesting lessons to teach. I've always known this. Probably all of you do some analysis of your failures to find out what went wrong so that you can learn and improve the next time around. But recently I started a new series over at brooksjensenarts.com called Every Picture is a Compromise, the idea being that I would take a greater in-depth analysis of what went wrong in pictures that don't work as well as I'd hoped they'd work. What I've discovered is a very interesting thing, which I want to share with all of you, and that is the process of writing down my observations has been very interesting. Looking at an image and thinking, oh, next time I'll do this better, or I'll learn from this mistake is one thing, but when you actually keep a notebook, kind of a log, and write down your failures, it causes you to look more intently at those and to think about them a little more intently. It's been a marvelous tool for me to go back through my Lightroom catalog, and I'm just getting started in the process. I've done about 40 of these now, and I can't wait to go back and keep making notes for my failures because I'm learning so much. And this is after 50 years of photography. There's still so much to learn. So keep a notebook. Write things down. Spend a little more time with those that don't work. I think you'll be glad you did.